Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Highest Standards in Action by Lee Merrigan, Virginia, USA. I have some long-standing health issues that result in daily battles with chronic pain and fatigue. My doctor has placed me on a very restricted diet that consists only of above-ground vegetables, high-quality protein, and raw, unpasteurized dairy products. I may not consume root vegetables, legumes, fruit, or grains. Needless to say, this is a very difficult and boring way to eat, and it is not all that easy to find high-quality protein that is grass-fed and raised without unnecessary antibiotics, growth hormones, and the like. What my diet boils down to is that I spend an inordinate amount of time just finding and procuring the various foods I need to fulfill my doctor's dietary prescriptions. Given my health issues, there are many days when all this effort just seems like way too much work. The weekend of May 20, 2006, someone responded to my needs in a way that reinforced my belief in the basic goodness of people. I had come across an advertisement for a local farm that raises heritage livestock and artisan meats named Griffin's Aerie. As it turns out, they are located only 9 miles from me, near Charlottesville, Virginia. I can't begin to tell you how excited I was to discover this wonderful farm so close to my own home. I actually began to dream about the meats I'd be able to obtain there. When I arrived, I discovered that the farm store was actually a freezer on the porch of the farmhouse. Fine by me, the farmer came out to meet me as I drove up. We introduced ourselves and went up on the porch to check out all the great stuff in their freezer. I began to pick out package after package of meat I wanted to buy, giddy in my excitement. What good fortune to have discovered this farm! As we started to complete the transaction, I suddenly wondered if they took credit cards and asked, "Do you guys take credit cards?" He turned to me and said, "I'm sorry, we don't, but we're working on that." There I was, holding many packages of frozen beef, realizing that I'd have to put it all back and return later. I told him I'd have to come back another day since I hadn't thought to bring my checkbook. This wonderful farmer then made my day by saying, "That's okay, just send us a check when you get home." Apparently, I'm not the only one who still believes that people are good. You'd better believe I gratefully sent that check the same day as soon as I got home.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.